This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
Approximately 40 staff members of Community Living Trent Highlands in Haliburton are walking the picket line after the Ontario Public Service Employees Union and the Ontario government failed to come to an agreement on the latest contract offer. Community Living Trent Highlands operates two homes in Haliburton and additional outreach services across the county for developmentally challenged youth and adults. Homes and outreach services are also delivered in Peterborough and the city of Kawartha Lakes. More than 1,000 clients are served by the organization. Community Living staff have been in a legal strike position since last fall. After the Friday midnight deadline came and went, the union began preparing to strike. Picket lines are now up in all three communities served by Community Living Trent Highlands, and local members were seen picketing near the library in Haliburton on Monday. Teresa Jordan, Executive Director for Community Living Trent Highlands, spoke with Canoe FM to explain what led the organization and its 300 full and part-time staff to reluctantly walk off the job.
We were making some good strides. However, we did get a strike vote last fall. So we've had this kind of in the wings since last fall, still worked to try to set up bargaining dates through the spring, but that didn't work out. And then really it was the provincial campaign that was starting to heat up, not our local. It wasn't a breakdown at our local table. We, in fact, haven't been able to find dates to meet this spring. I think largely because the union was really more focused on applying the provincial pressure. We got notice that all of those provincial agencies, it was 27, some of them have settled, would be serving no board reports on May the 1st. So a no board report means that you've applied to the Ministry of Labour to say that things have broken down and there's every possibility that you will be striking. And so that gave us the legal strike date of May 23rd at 12:01 a.m. So I like to say midnight Friday because people get confused about 12:01. So we knew our union was in a legal strike position for 12:01 Friday. Again, hoping to avoid that in open discussions, but we were unable. So yes, we've been on strike now for 3 days.
OPSU Local 358 joined more than 20 other community living agencies under the provincial campaign Worth Fighting For to voice their concerns over eroding funding models and pressures they face in caring for this vulnerable sector. However, Jordan said up until they joined the campaign, previous bargaining discussions with their employer, the Ontario Ministry of Children, Community and Social Services, had gone well. Jordan has been the Community Living Executive Director since 2013, when the agency had to amalgamate. The provincial campaign has altered the dynamics of bargaining, and Jordan is concerned about how the focus may impact relations between the union and the government going forward.
I think the important thing to understand is that this round of bargaining has been very different, because not only were we discussing local pressures and our own relationship and our collective agreement, but at the same time, all around us in the environment of OPSU, the Ontario Public Service Workers Union, and in the DS sector specifically, developmental services, there was a campaign forming that has come to be known Worth Fighting For, where there was a more of a provincial move and campaign to pressure the government to fund the sector better. So that was a very different, as I said, I've been in ED for a long time. This has been a very different journey through bargaining, because there were things, you know, being asked directly of the government that I'm not in a position to bargain. In some ways, I'm quite impressed by how the overall campaign has functioned. I guess I just disagree, as strike being one of the tools in the toolbox to meet that aim.
While most of the outreach services are paused, temporary workers have been put in place in the community homes across the region until the strike is resolved.
We like to say that we walk beside 1,000 people and families in the three communities, Kawartha Lakes, Peterborough, and Haliburton. Certainly in Haliburton, we are involved in the lives of about, I would say, 80 people across the county. The largest part of what we do is that outreach work. Lots of people focus on our community homes because they're visible. That's where the bulk of our staff hours are. But really, the largest part of our work is that outreach, supporting families, supporting people who live independently, just guiding people and helping make connections to community with them. So in a labor disruption like this one, we have, of course, needed to hire temporary replacement workers. We are focused on those 24-hour supports at our community homes and just holding those together with the temporary replacement workers, in addition to our management team, who have worked really hard to refresh themselves and really get familiarized and oriented to the homes as we prepared for strike. So that is a temporary situation to get through the labor disruption.
Members of Local 358 will be taking part in a confidential online final offer vote through the Labor Board until 2 p.m. Tuesday afternoon. If members reject the final offer, the strike will continue and the parties will consider next steps and a possible return to the bargaining table. Jordan says staff would much rather be doing the good work they do rather than walking the picket line.
My main message that I try to say to people, even right now when things are quite dark, is that this is a temporary situation. You know, like, we need to focus on the long game. We will get past this and we will get back to the core of our work. Exactly as you said, what do we want to be doing? We want to be making connections. We want to be launching people into community and setting them up for success. We're really entirely on pause now, because certainly what's happening in our homes is the best that we can do to hold it together. But these are highly qualified, skilled, well-trained staff on our full-time teams that are now participating in the strike, and so irreplaceable. So we are truly on a pause. And yes, I would hope that we can get back to doing good things just as soon as possible together.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.